there are hundreds of articles in every major British and U.S. paper hyping war with Iran, saying they've got EMP weapons to destroy all our electronics in the U.S., nukes, deadly poison monkeys. They're claiming their little missiles that go a couple hundred miles are deadly. I mean, they're hyping everything. It is just clearly the push for war is on. And throughout the week, we're going to be covering all of this in great detail with other key guests. Jesse Ventura is scheduled for Monday or Tuesday. So we'll see what happens then. Got another big guest coming up later this week, Steve Watson. In closing, in the 4 minutes we've got before Ralph Winterud joins us, any other key areas or points you want to make about what happened to you yesterday and how it ended after he put you into the terrorist database for life?
Yeah, well, I'm in there now with everyone else, but out of the 2 million, you know, the figures released yesterday, out of the 2 million people that were stopped, it's interesting to note that in the same year, only 221 were actually charged with terrorism offences, and after that fact, 40 were convicted. And we know from looking at the articles and reading about those 40 that they were basically all completely mentally retarded, basically. So they're terrorism suspects right there, but they stopped 2 million, they convicted 40.
Yeah, they their favorite thing is to arrest registered schizophrenics so they can beat up and drug up who they put on the news saying they did it. It's admitted, schizophrenics, or they will get people with 70 IQs or folks with brain injuries, and that's every one of them. Now, in your article, you list all the 84, 85, 80-year-old innocent people walking down the street. They're being grabbed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's an 82-year-old, as I said before, in the break, there's an 82-year-old Labour MP called Walter Wolfgang. In 2005, he was ejected from the party conference for shouting nonsense when Jack Straw was defending his Iraq, the party's Iraq policy. He was detained under terrorism laws. There was an 11-year-old girl who was walking past the protest with her father, who was searched by police under terrorism laws. There was a woman who was held for 4 hours by police for walking or trespassing, as they called it, on a cycle path in Scotland. There's countless.
There was a woman arrested for a Times of London headline, I believe it was, 2 years ago, that said something bad about Blair, and the cops said, "You're not allowed to have a newspaper that says that," and they arrested her.
I think she was reading out names of soldiers who'd been killed in Iraq. She was just reading them out, and that was deemed protest, and she was detained under terrorism laws for reading a paper.
Now, again, folks, this is England. This is the United States. This is clear tyranny. They're making their move. Steve, what do we do about this?
Well, I mean, we've just got to... I mean, I've been getting emails telling me I should have just told them to, you know, to F off or whatever. But if you do that, you get detained on the public
offense. No, these cockroaches would murder you on video camera and say you did it.
That's exactly what they want. That's the attitude. That's what they want you to do. So I think we've got to just keep exposing it, rise above it, approach it with, you know, dignity and sound mind and not come down to the level that they want.
Well, the good news is the Brits are finally getting mad, and once you get them mad, once you get them mad, things seem to change. I mean, that's what I'm seeing in the news and talking to people. They are starting to figure out that they're in a lot of trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I got off lucky as well, because we've got an article up today about a young man who was basically pulled off a train, hauled to the ground, and had 6 or 7 submachine guns pointed at his head. He turned out he'd done nothing. It was just the wrong guy.
Well, so you're shocked by that in England. I mean, try being tasered to death every day for nothing. Soon they'll be murdering you everywhere, giggling, laughing, running around, drinking their fluoride, begging to be chemical attacked by their gods. Steve Watson, great job. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
There he goes. Read his great report at Infowars.net. Some people are saying this is fear-mongering. It's just the facts. They are going and grabbing three-year-olds for saying they don't like food.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he has been fighting the New World Order for a long, long time. He's a radio talk show host. He also has a website and done a lot of research. And I've interviewed a lot of law experts, a lot of people that have been successful, actually found out what's real and what isn't. And I've been checking out Ralph Winteridge stuff for several years, and it's good info. It's what I separately have discovered. You have these thousands of agencies, state, local, federal, international, their private letter of mark. And the criminal government gives them a letter of mark to operate outside reality. That's why in the past, even military officers had to be commissioned by Congress. Well, now you have the complete, different operation with private mercenaries like Blackwater Worldwide, who's now outside the U.S. coming in and going up against U.S. citizens. So I want him to talk about his research into that, and then just some of the horror stories he's witnessed over the years and things that are happening. You know, you hear about England, where of a toddler in a government preschool, they feed them hot sauce there. And if they don't like the hot sauce, that's there. Then police come and they're put for life into a racism database and lose all basically their liberties. You think that's crazy. Well, it's meant to be crazy. It's meant to get everybody in the system, to get them in now. And it's the same thing here in the U.S. I mean, the government is predatory. It is coming for you. Period. Remember, this is a government that thousands of times marches U.S. British troops into gas chambers, murders them in sarin VX nerve gas test, and then tells their families they died of the flu. This is a government that puts mercury in our vaccines, fluoride in our water, sodium fluoride, knowing it hurts us, We have their own documents on that. This is a eugenics superstate whose number one job, we have their own documents, destroy the family, break down the sovereignty, debase the dollar. It's all happening. And Ralph Winterrude, I think it's best you describe yourself, what you think people should know for an audience that may not know who you are, about how you got started in this and what you've discovered.
Well, I got started in this. I was in the telecommunications business, and I had the largest privately held telephone connect company in Alaska. And when I went to bid this, I found out that they had added $7 million to a sealed bid, and I took it to the Supreme Court, and they said they couldn't see the problem. And I said, what in the world is going on? I mean, we got a couple of pieces of paper that a 10-year-old kid could figure out. They added $7 million to a sealed bid. So I got around and I started doing research.
But hold on. Explain what that means for people.
Well, what that means is I had a bid for $5 million, and these other people had bid $1.5 million. They forgot to add in another $7 million. The bid was opened, and all of a sudden they allowed them to add $7 million to a sealed bid that had been opened in public. And I took it to the Supreme Court because this is a real simple issue, right? I said, you know, the lawyer said, this is good. And I said, what's good? It's simple. Go to the Supreme Court of Alaska, and they said, we don't see a problem.
So basically, that was in the days before they just did no-bid contracts and engaged in whatever fraud they wanted and paid 100 times what something was worth to their buddy. I mean, now it's just out-and-out total criminality. John McCain goes to England, goes to the Rothschild Palace, raises a couple million dollars. Every dollar is a felony. The news admits it's a felony, and he just says, go to hell. They're just completely lawless now. But please continue.
Well, they were there then. The telecommunications is probably right up there with the absolute rottenest, most corrupt. Because I had no idea when I got into that business. I was offered I had to pay up from anywhere from 2 to 5% of the bid to get the job. I was offered money to not complain about losing a bid. I had no idea. I mean, it was just rotten clear to the top, and finally the state of Alaska quit going to bid just because of me, because I took them to the Supreme Court of Alaska a couple times. And that's what got me started doing this.
By the way, just fighting for Access TV, payoffs to people. I've got people sent to prison for stealing money, PIs following us, all sorts of threats, cutting our show off cable, literally turning the switch off. I mean, exactly. It's so rotten. It's kind of like a tree. In fact, I have a tree in my backyard that we like. It's an oak tree. Thought it was healthy. All of a sudden, a big limb just fell off, and there's carpenter ants all in it. That's basically us. We look healthy, but under the surface, we're just nothing but a big fat maggot. Go ahead.
So, anyway, I really got involved in the research. I actually got the signatures, and I ran under the Patriot Party, which was a breakoff of Ross Perot, unknowing that that was taken over by Farrakhan. And so anyway, I ran for governor of the state of Alaska, and I saw on the election results, I saw numbers go backwards. Can you believe that? They were scared spitless that I would just get, I mean, I wasn't going to win, but they didn't want the party established. But so anyway, I really got involved in this heavy because I am a guy that I want to do, I want to know what's going on. I want the real truth. Because I went all over. I met with the Montana Freeman. I met with the Republic of Texas people. And, you know, just to see what was really, what they were up to. I knew, the Montana Freeman personally. Because back then I had money. And I got hooked up with Dan Metter, which is now deceased. And, that's how I got, involved in the, IRS issues. And then Greg Pound here in the last year, I got involved with the child custody issues. Before that,
That's what I want to talk about is two subjects, the horror stories of the child issues and how it's totally lawless. And I've been there. I've watched it. I've been to court. You're right. It's not even reality. And then I also want to get into first these agencies for people to understand how illegitimate this government is.
Well, what I discovered is we have no government. It's been gone a long time because you have to understand the real basics of a constitutional republic. If it's of the people, by the people, for the people. There are some bright line issues. And by the way, before I forget to say this, the IRS is broke. It's absolutely, we are attacking it. But the bright line issues for a constitutional republic are quite simple. And these are tests that must be made, because anytime someone comes up to you, it's by what authority are you authorized over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, including property? For a constitutional republic, if we're the sovereigns, number one, we must have a contract called our constitution. There's a limited delegation of power called, it's like a limited power of attorney. Okay, so this person comes up to me. Okay, your office, powers and duties, must be created either by the Constitution or by the legislature, defining what exercise, what part of it you're going to do. So number one, we got to have the office. That's got to be created. Number two, to qualify for that office, there's only two ways you get there. You must have a certificate of election from the qualified electors, or number two, you must have a civil commission of which the signature is the evidence of the appointment. That was established back in Marbury versus Madison in 1803. So now we've got two ways to get to the office. Number three, to enter that office then, you, number one, must have an oath of office, but it's an oath of office as a public officer, which means you have discretion. Not they just do oath of office. That's for employees, which I'll get to in a minute. And then when you get into this office, after you've done the oath of office as a public officer, to keep you honest, it was set up to have what's called a performance bond, which is known as official bond, where you must put up your personal assets to make sure you're honest. Now, in Alaska, we still have all of the official bonds on the books. Would you like to guess how many official bonds we have in Alaska?
None.
You got it, because we have no public officers. Now, so once that was established, the test that I came to, and over the years with child custody and the IRS, and the president of the Senate, Lida Green, she's not going to run anymore, but she's president of the Senate out of Juneau, Alaska, said with agencies, this is right out of her office, we fund them, we do not control them, and they have no oversight. Now, when you go checking...
Let me stop you. Just an example for laymen out there, Ralph Winterrood, and this is so important, his info is dead on, folks. Listen carefully. LCRA, private group with quasi-governmental power. They own most of the water in central Texas. They have SWAT teams. They have cameras up all over Austin. They surveil us all. They arrest people. They surveil people. They tried to, before I even knew who they were, about 12 years ago, said to the local radio station, we want to spend a bunch of money advertising. They don't advertise anything. It was just these public service announcements. But we don't like Alex Jones. We don't want it on his show. And we don't want him talking about us. Well, the program director and actually the manager said, I've never heard of anything like this, but they said they're going to advertise, but don't talk about them. Did you say something about them? And I said, no, I don't even know who the LCRA is. That's why I found out. I mean, that's how diabolical, but I didn't know who they were, and they were trying to make payments to keep me quiet. I mean, do you understand this? I mean, This folks said, it's so shot, you have no idea. They've got the force, they got the troops, they got the machine guns, and they rule you. And they're going to take your property. Go ahead, Ralph.
So now, I tracked this all the way back, and right after the Civil War, they did some very nefarious things. They usurped the executive and judicial power, the executive power of the United States. 59 years later, finally, the Supreme Court got around and restored part of that. But what they did is they set up what's called independent establishment, which means they're totally outside the government. And their reason was, well, they'll be free of all political people that are working on it. And they'll be a great thing. They're called independent agencies today. So what these things are, they sit outside of our government. And what they do is Congress or the state gives marching orders to these agencies. Now, these agencies, because they are foreign, they're actually you could call them foreign and domestic enemies. What they do to rule us, then Congress said we are going to fund these things, and they will publish in the Federal Register, which is the federal newspaper, to give us notice, legal notice, what they are going to do to us. And in that Federal Register, these agencies are operating under rules and rules are government and regulations as us.
And they are literally letters of mark. The Imperium gives them seal to engage in piracy, to engage in forfeiture against the slave enemy. Just like when the Soviets took over, they called everyone rebels and then gave letters of mark to their agents. It is, you are the enemy of the government. They have sent forth armies to eat out your substance. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be service of those with the food. Call now.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9, 2008. Gold opened at $921.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $948.09, $466.95 for half ounce, and $233.48 for quarter. That's $948.09, $466.95, and $233.48.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Coming up, Ralph Winterud's going to get into CPS. With every hospital, every clinic, they upload with computers by law to the local health department that carries out the eugenics operation under the federal charter. They report on your child. Neighbor's dog bites them, kids are gone. Child breaks their finger playing peewee football in front of witnesses, CPS is coming. Doesn't matter. Then, once they get them in the pedophile guild clutches, and we're not joking when we mean that, then the hospitals are not allowed to report on sexual or physical abuse, and that's why they're five times more likely in Fed Zone numbers to abuse children. This is the sicko force. I mean, this is a guild of pedophiles. But the globalists do it because they want to break up families, so they contract with the pedophiles to run this. And every state they've been caught, Texas, Florida, with pedophiles running the whole system. It's mainstream news, but the hell force is just increasing. But I want to get back into that later. Right now, Ralph, get into what these agencies are.
Well, what I finally discovered then, when they meet none of the qualifications of a public officer that has discretion, or they meet none of the qualifications of what's called an officer of the United States or an inferior officer of the United States, they're all employees. Now, herein lies the danger. You can't fire them. They don't work for us. You can't hold them accountable. It's almost impossible to sue them. Now, if they all look like they had turbans like out of Iraq or Iran, we'd know what they were. But they're sitting out here, and they're funded by the state or by the feds, and they're all employees, and that's called ministerial duties. They hold no public office. They have no discretion. They are mandated to work by the rules and regulations. That's the only thing that holds them accountable. They are no part of a government. We have no constitutional republic. If people use this word agency, got nothing to do with us. I've researched out the police, like in Alaska, the troopers. They're paramilitary. I heard this guy get up and testify. He says, we're paramilitary, which means they're outside the government. They're just like Blackwater.
Hell, Ralph, 2 years ago I saw the head of the Naval War College get up on C-SPAN and say, we work for Wall Street. We don't work for the American people. We work for the global government. I mean, it's just right out in the open now.
Well, it is, but the people are, I'm sorry to say this, but they're literally ignorant and stupid, and we got a bunch of them that are unfortunately in the stupid area because this is so far-fetched, they won't even consider the truth, the facts. I sit in this court, and I listen to him describe their definition of force, the Alaska State Troopers, is force up until you submit. And he said, we operate under the use of force continuum. Level 1, officer present. Level 2, orders, our military orders. Level 3 is our soft hand techniques. Level 4 is pepper spray. The next level up is we go to batons, and then we go up to guns. And it whatever level.
And that's why worse than Abu Ghraib torture happens everywhere. I have video in Martial Law, my film, with them breaking men and women's arms for not getting up off a sidewalk. And then now in Canada, they say if they catch you without a ticket on a train or a bus, it says you are tasered for punishment. And the police chief came out and said, yes, we now punish you. I mean, that's Judge Dredd. They now punish you.
Well, they don't work for us. And right out of the Wasilla police manual I got, it says, we are professionals at making citizens arrest. They have no police power, it says. They have no police power. They're hired guns, just like Blackwater.
By the way, these new auxiliary police in England say the same thing. They say, we're authorized under English common law. But see, then they tell us we can't exercise our common law.
That's true, and the other part of this is, see, they can beat the living daylights out of us. If you touch one of them, you can be charged with a crime. You just touch them. Just touch your finger. I've already tried these things.
It's a wonderland for control freak cowards. They get to rape, kill, abuse, rape children. I mean, folks, when you read about the Texas Youth Commission, where every facility was raping children, making films, having public rape parties, public gladiatorial fights, I mean, just something out of a nightmare. It's just, I call them the hell force, Ralph. I mean, the hell force is among us.
Well, let me tell you this. Right out of the Federal Register, first of all, there's an act of Congress, I think it's 97 or 98, under Clinton, that says they are going to average out the 3-year baseline of kids to adopt. There's mandatory requirements for the feds, for if you're in the state program, to get money to adopt. And they give $4,000 for the healthy one, $2,000 for the crippled ones. And that's above the baseline. So every year the baseline keeps increasing. So that's an automatic self-destruct for our families. And number 2 in the Federal Register.
Let me be clear. The bounty for the number of children that must be kidnapped is increasing. And they just have a cold-blooded bounty. And they go after nice families because CPS is found. White trash will blow your head off. Okay. They don't like messing with tough types or criminal types. They like the nice little family that keeps thinking, well, I'm innocent. I'll get my child back someday. And the fat pedophile says, yeah, you'll get him back someday. And you can just see him, big, fat, disgusting, demonic, child-raping, filth from hell. The last, five, six heads of the CPS in Florida have been child rapists. You must be a convicted child rapist to get a job.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut.
I remember about 9 years ago, I called into other radio shows crying as I drove home because it really hit me then. It's been quite a journey, you know, that's why I have all this anger. They went down and snatched this woman's baby for no reason and then filed a name from a year before of a 3-year-old child totally separate from her. And the reason I got Ralph on is I was listening to his radio show one Sunday here locally in Austin driving, and I heard him talk about in these cases how they file wrong names, they're not even filled out right, the courts aren't real, it's all private contractors, and I have it on tape. I got copies of it. I showed it on my TV show. It's on YouTube, you know, from 8-9 years ago. Mike Hansen got it and re-uploaded it, where imagine for me, I didn't know how bad the government was then. Or this private murder gangs that call themselves government. I mean, they don't even care. They just laugh and file the same case with other people's names. I mean, it's, Ralph, get into the horrors of these people, because for all the crimes of these private agencies carrying this out with the private Federal Reserve with government seal and signet, the stuff happening to the children is the mother load. It's over, what, $1.4 million a year the pedophile ring seizes. But again, it's the bankers carrying out eugenics. They just hire the pedophile rings to carry out the ops. Then the family judges, who aren't real judges, have family centers named after them in the local cities as they sit. It's always the same. It's always a butch cut demon woman running it with fat Nelly men as their worker bees. It even operates like a hive. Go ahead.
Well, like I say, when we discovered this, it is government-sponsored sexual abuse, pedophilia, because they have, the government is 6%. Florida happens to be one out of every 20 child legally can be sexually or physically abused, and they pay you money for this. That's unbelievable. The judge
all
is bound
the documents.
By
give people the details of these state contracts.
Well, these are, they're called cooperative agreements, and for the states, they have one with a court, and the judge is bound to, he's supposed to abide by the regulations so that everybody gets their cut of the money. And the sheriff has a contract, it's cooperative agreements, usually it's with the county commissioners. He is an independent contractor. And to get away from the liability part of this under the 11th Amendment, what the state does, like in Florida and everywhere, they will hire, like the YMCA down there, they hire them as an independent contractor. And they give them goals. You must have this many children in the system. You must adopt out this many children, and if you don't, you can be penalized up to 10%.
And to be clear, they then spied for kids to grab within their own systems. The hospitals, the schools, everything is pedophile ring run, or then they have criminals that just want money, and so they're all spying with a mark on your kids everywhere.
Well, what we found in down there in Florida, they actually have it highlighted in the hospital side. That's smart to use because every time you take a child to the hospital, young children, it automatically goes over to the child custody. And they have quotas, so they can just pick and choose what kind of child they want. They find an excuse because there is no excuse to have a bruise or any accident. Every one of them is covered by child custody. So they just come out and say, well, let's see, we need, like Greg's, we need four kids. Oh, they're good kids. This is good stuff here. We can sell them out, which they've already adopted them out, and we get a minimum of $16,000. Actually, in Florida, then, they've also set it up so that if the Florida state employees get them, they get $5,000 or $10,000 per head just to adopt them out. And then, of course, the state gets around and pays for help with the education and the medical. So we take these kids that are in the Christian movement, and in homeschooling, and we're going to reestablish them over on our side.
Yeah, let's be clear. In the state of California, as you know, 3 months ago, ruled that the state court said parents are not parents. It is abusive to not have them in school. They will be taken. Homeschooling is illegal. They said you have to have a teaching certificate to have a child in your own home. And they also say that homeschooling is abuse, even though they're all the top scores. God, this is the hell force. This is the hell force.
Well, there is a root to this particular problem, the root of the tree that produces the poisonous fruit. It started in 1866. And they created a citizen of the United States out of thin air. They just made it up. It was strictly for the Negroes. The Supreme Court has said so. And what they said, now this is pretty astounding, and you can check it out on the Internet, because all my stuff I do is I document.
Now, give out your website. Give out your email.
My email is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, JustBelly.com. And JustBelly.com is my homepage. And I have a special list, too, where I put out documents so that you don't have to go look for it.
Tell folks what JustBelly means, or JustBelly.
It means law of war, because they're waging war on the people.
That's right, and they state that. Letter of mark, we are enemy, rebels, and savages to be exterminated. Go ahead.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Stated letter of mark. Go ahead.
And the root of the tree that produces this poisonous fruit, all we got to do, everybody's got to look in the mirror. Because most people still don't know that the Federal Reserve has got nothing to do with our government. Well, guess what? A citizen of the United States has nothing to do with our government either. That was created in 1866. It was memorialized in the 14th Amendment in 1868. And then in 1870, they quietly made it so that the blacks were exactly equal to the whites. Of course, everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. Well, what they said.
Blacks were not raised up. Everyone was brought down.
Well, it's a fiction in law. If they said everybody's going to be Santa Claus and we're going to have Rudolph in every garage, we'd say, no, that's not so. But everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. And what it's found today in Title 42, 1981, 82, and 88. And here's what it says. This is astounding. Congress is going to grant you the benefit of to sue and be sued on personal or private and personal property, the right to contract, and to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. Does that sound just a little racist? And that is what a citizen of the United States is. It's still there today in the code. Unbelievable, isn't it? And the Supreme Court said, if you take this status, this benefit, you then have no right to any court of law, and you have no right to a remedy. That's Babcock.
That's right. It makes you a ward of the state or chattel.
Well, it's like you have a child. You have a child at home, you say, okay, I'm going to get around and give you a dollar, do the dishes. No, you piss me off. I'm not going to give you any money at all. There's no remedy for the child. And that's what we've done. We have surrendered. We have sold our birthright for a bowl of porridge. We've been hoodwinked. And that's our problem today. That's
and the foolish cops and workers that carry all this out are having their water and food and everything poisoned publicly, and they love dying of cancer. They love being slaves. But, you know, the average cop is just completely ignorant. They just have no idea what they're part of. Now, not even all social workers, you know, are in the wicked guild. But now they're snatching old people and taking their money. I mean, now it's just, my God, we're in hell.
Well, the thing is, you give people with no accountability to what they perceive as power, and we got Hitlers like Hitler never had Hitlers in Germany. God, there was only one of that sucker in Germany. We got them all over out here because these people, there's no accountability. They just do whatever they want. And they're called agents, and that's why that movie Matrix, because they can just appear anywhere. And when I finally figured this out, we have no government. It's gone, folks. It's because everybody uses the word agency.
Well,
so
I got news for all the crooks and agencies in uniform who think it's all funny. Your masters are going to hurt you bad. You think you're part of the system, you're going to find out. Keep laughing. Ralph, here's the problem. At the top of the pyramid, I'm sure you know about all the thousands of admitted chemical, biological, radiological tests on the troops and police and others. They kill our troops all the time for 60 years in test to create other cadres of military that will do the killing just as a test. And it's an admitted declassified fact, and the public can't figure out that, of course, they carried out 9/11. I mean, if our government would irradiate 4,500 children, U.S. children, frying them to death just to test radiation systems, but they wouldn't kill you on 9/11. I mean, it's a wonderland for psychos, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, it's just like I look for black and white issues, what I call a bright line. Oklahoma City, they had all kinds of video cameras. You know what's missing in Oklahoma City? There's no hole in the ground out in front. So, therefore, there was no fertilizer bomb. It's all a freaking lie.
And they won't release the videos, and the FBI that's seen it say that
these are the TV camera videos of all the different, out of the helicopters. They were flying around, the holes.
I know those. I agree there's no hole. I agree. I'm saying, but in the close-up videos they seized. Yeah.
Now, you go to 9/11, the Pentagon. There's no plane. There's no motors, and there's no people. And the towers, there's never been a steel building come down yet, and two of them came down in the same day within hours, and then the other building, 7. You can see it go down, and we listened to Dan Rather or some other idiot.
The Gardasil vaccine admittedly kills people. They admit it in their own in insert. It says this gives you cancer, this kills you, and they run out and inject themselves. Have you heard the latest? They're going to put 3 to 8-year-olds on statin cholesterol drugs?
Oh, God.
I mean, it's hell force, ladies and gentlemen. You understand?
Well, there's two interesting things that I was watching. One is I watched what happened in Texas when they kidnapped, and that's what they're doing. They're kidnapping children for money, for slavery. They kidnap them, hold them for ransom, and they sell them off. The interesting part is what happened in Texas when they took all those children. They filed a mandamus. And a mandamus is to obey your rules and regulations. Now, this is what I've come up with, and this week we are finally attacking the IRS because they must follow their rules and regulations. That's the only thing that holds them accountable. The code laws is a waste of time. That's just the marching orders. The statutes, or they call them statutes, or the state. It's all baloney. They are not bound by it. The only thing the courts are bound by, the only thing the agencies are bound by, the only thing that the agents are bound by is what's published in the Federal Register.
And I know there is some success with that. The problem is that they will only accept that from higher directives of someone higher up the totem pole. And these Mormons had a boatload of money, and the government's so hated now, it was a PR backfire. My whole issue is that they selectively enforce even their own codes and regulations, as you know.
Well, they do, but I've been jerking the judge around here. I provide research and material that I want to fight this, and we've been starting now to jerk these judges around. I've got two summary judgments and a kill commercial stuff here in the last 3 weeks. But we're going to see how this plays out, because this is the only thing that binds these people, because they don't work for us.
Now, getting back to the Hell Force, let's just go over the makeup of the Family Destruction Services, their own books they take in college, say the family's a disease to be eradicated. We provided all those to you. So their job, eradicate the family, break down homeschoolers. They viciously hate Christians. Let's go over that, how that particular mercenary force operates and how illegitimate they are.
Well, like I say, it is because Congress has set this up, and they can target any group that they want to tear apart. Number one, they must tear apart the families. So they have set up the adoption part that we have. They're going to. It's nothing short of bounty hunting. They offer money for every child. If you get over this amount, you start making money. And that means that these child custody folks, then they can hire more of them. That means your job is secure. So, I mean, these people, they're going to do it. And that's what they do.
It's growing like a flesh-eating bacteria infection. It's exponentially growing. It's like mold eating a whole loaf of bread. It's like cancer. They're just going wild in our blood.
Well, it's like, the Act of Congress says we take the average of the last 3 years baseline. Now we take the next 3 years. Well, the next year is higher, so that means we have to kidnap more kids to keep our jobs, and so then we do that. So every year it's an automatic setup means that we are going to destroy the family.
That's right. Clinton accelerated that, in 97? Explain that. They have to up the bounty just to get the original money.
Well, right, but every year the numbers keep going up, the number of children in the system. Well, of course, if your job depends on kidnapping a child, what are you going to do? You're going to go kidnap them, and where do they find them? They have the schools and they have the hospitals to where they send them the information of any child that has a bruise or anything.
It's worse than that. Let me give you an example. You're at the hospital having a baby. This just happened to me, and I go there because I know the doctor. She's a fan. She's not bad, but the system is. And I've already had three children, so I know how it is, and I'm in there. And she says, oh, hon, will you run this down? The master nurse getting my wife ready to go in. Will you run this file down to the floor next to me? Thank you. And then I leave. I wink at my wife, and the lady says, how is your home? I got plenty of money, plenty of food. That's enough to take kids right there. Is your husband nice to you? Got a good relationship? You can tell me, honey. And she's right there at a computer hooked into the police. Not telling you, not reading your rights, nothing. My wife says, no, we're fine. We're great. We're doing good. And then I come back, and the woman slyly on her power trip, thank you for doing that. She's a bucket of pus because she has to do this for her job. She does it to love it. She's on her own power trip. But something's happening. Now they're going to grab her grandchildren's kids. Now they're not wanting to do it. I talked to other nurses about how horrible it is. They all know what's going on. Some of them are fans. But the point is this is it. This is you are being reported on everywhere. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, like a lady that I've been helping here, she was in there, and they took her child for no reason, and they adopted it out. So they had another child down in Montana. And they come in there, and their big issue, well, you've already had one child taken. Now, there's no facts, but we don't think you know how to change diapers either. But the big issue is she happens to be a very large woman, around 300 pounds. So, therefore, you might damage your child, so therefore we're going to take your child just because of your weight.
And that's what the cashless grid, the cashless tracking system is about. Well, have you heard now they're talking about taking children in England and the parents hug them in public? You have to have a license to hug your children. That's licensing the family. And then also, they feed the children curry at age two in the government preschools. The dumb mothers take them in, you know, because it's, quote, free. And I got it in mainstream news. And if the child says yuck when they eat hot food, police are called because that is a racist term to say yuck to spicy food. I'm not kidding.
Well, the other one of the things that we have to look at here is, like in Alaska, we had two people got in a pissing match over a tabby. There was a cat in a business. And so they actually had a trial by jury of who's going to get the cat. Now, they get around and they take children with no trial by jury and no facts. They just make it up, and then they close the initial hearing off. It does not have any high
standards. How did the cat come into this one?
Well, what I was saying is you can have a cat, and they will have a trial by jury before
yes.
you give the ownership of the cat away. You take children, and there's no trial by jury.
That's right. There's no nothing. And explain, these family courts are literally part of the just outside. Here's an example. Here in Austin, Judge Jean Mayer and her designates set up portable buildings at every school. Now, if a child's late to class three times, that doesn't violate state truancy law. They falsely charge you with that, but then have the father sign a form saying your child's on probation for doing something that isn't against the law. And then now you're in the system. See what I'm saying, Ralph?
Well, it's a total overthrow. There's no evidence. There's no anything. And because the people do not understand, don't know how to fight this thing, and they have a belief system that the cop has police power, that these people that walk
around... Stay there. Stay there. We're going to keep talking during the break.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Yeah, Ralph, during the behind-the-scenes segment, I'm going to have him back up soon, really spend time, maybe get him up with some of the people that have gone through this, Mr. Powell and others. You understand, he goes and fights with the kids CPS has got, where they chain them up and maggots are eating them outside, and they're raping them, killing them, and CPS defends it. This is a group of people that like to rape and torture kids, the eugenicists, that's how CPS started, they set it up because they want to break the family up. But imagine the scum that would do this. Well, that's who gravitates to do it. And, my God, being a carpet cleaner for a summer, I saw a lot of these smaller foster home houses where the kids are on dirty mattresses. You got these dopehead, drug addict, pedophile parents waddling around in the house. And I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it. These bastards rule. They suck our blood, and they're going to go to hell. I know you're evil, you murdering bastards. Ralph Winterud, give out your website, spell it out, and we're going to have you up again soon.
Yeah, it's Just Belli. It's a Latin word. J is in Jack, J-U-S, and then like a bell, bravo. It's J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com, and my email is ralph@justbelli.com.
All right, I want to set you up next week for 2 hours, and maybe I'll stick a rag in my mouth or something. I just want to back you up, and everything you're saying is true, to talk about how to fight these bastards, because you found some good, effective ways to do it. And I'm going to be getting George Gordon and a lot of the people on to try to get people some solutions. Thanks for coming on with us.
Okay, thanks for having me, and we'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Folks, do not be in Florida, Michigan, California, New York State. I mean, they supply kids to drug testing, and pesticide testing in those states. Texas is bad. And God help us, I wish what I was saying wasn't true. We're out of time. I want you to stay with us, though. Because without these sponsors, we wouldn't exist. One of them is Interfood, and Interfood's really great stuff. It's the best green food out there. I saw my wife taking it this morning. Two little scoops, 20 superfoods, spirulina, corella, wheatgrass, barleygrass, kelp, dulse, 14 other things, unpasteurized, so you get full absorption in your intestines and your stomach of the trace minerals and the vitamins. They got the green food, the healthy coffees, they got so much more. I don't plug something unless I believe in it. Go to Infowars.com. Link through on the banner to get 10% off, because by clicking through, it gives you the automatic discount from Infowars. That's how that works. They have a little cookie that does that. So you get 10% off when you go to that subpage. Or is it a subpage? I'm not sure how it works. Is that a cookie or just a subpage where you get the discount? I don't know. The point is you get the discount and at Infowars.com by linking through to Interfood.com, or tell them Alex Jones sent you, 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238. And then, of course, there's also the great food folks at eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, and they are the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. With all these uncertain times, the main way the criminals running things will control you, if they want us to have a depression and shut the food off and make you come to their centers, it's for make work to get your food. So don't let these slugs and pieces of control freak garbage with all the well-meaning idiots that work for them have their way with you. Be sure and give the folks a call at eFoods Direct. They've got a free brochure, a free audio and video DVD to find out more about their fine products. 800-409-5633. Call and get the free videos or see them online on their website at eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I love all of you. I want to rally you against the tyranny that is upon us, that is attacking us everywhere. Only a blind, deaf, dumb, and blind person would not be aware of what's going on. None are so blind as those that have eyes and will not see. I'm telling you, I've seen stuff that just is off the charts insane. It's only getting worse. It's getting crazier than I even thought. They're poisoning you. They're attacking you. They're your dumb servants out there. They're attacking you, you idiots. Just repent of your evil, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission with incredible guests after incredible guests on banking. Everything else starts now at Infowars.com on audio, restreaming. Get the free podcast. Get Truth Rising. Fight the New World Order. Educate everybody. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.